2. How are we doing? The state of education in the United States. Even if you are just an observer of the college system in the United States, it's important to have some sense of what is happening in it, because as a taxpayer, you are paying for it. About 80% of college students in the United States are attending public institutions, heavily subsidized by taxpayers, and most of the other students receive aid from the government in other ways. Every industrialized country supports higher education, and there are lots of sensible reasons why. College provides the educated citizens whom employers want to hire, and who will eventually be running everything. What happens in college matters, and one part of that is what we are paying for college and what the graduates are getting in return. A great deal of the success or failure of college students depends on what they show up with when they arrive on campus. Some of that is genetic, such as their health and basic intellectual abilities. Some of it comes from their families, not just values and attitudes, but support systems. And a big part of it comes from what they learned, or failed to learn, in elementary and secondary schools. It is surprising to many people, especially those who are focused on discussions about education in Washington, D.C., to discover that public schools are mainly the preserve of local governments, specifically local school districts. They provide 44% of all the funding, 80% of that through property taxes, and a fair amount of oversight as to what is taught as well as direction as to how their schools operate. Each state sets out the general standards that schools within that state are supposed to follow, and provides funds that often target special programs and poorer school districts. Assessments of how students are doing and how their schools are performing depend largely on their states. There are huge differences in student achievement across states. Mississippi and Massachusetts anchor the extremes, but there are perhaps even bigger differences within each state. Students in the wealthiest communities often score twice as high on achievement tests measuring the knowledge and skills they have learned as compared to those in the poorest districts right next door. Despite the bashing the federal government often takes from those